across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And I'm joined on the line by Amanda Julian, who is Director of Law and Governance and Monitoring Officer at Brentwood Council. So, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine today. How are you?
Not too bad. Great to talk to you. We've got a lot to get through today. So Hutton Country Park have got an open day, and that's going to be with the community trailer. So tell us what's going on and when it's happening.
Well, it's on the 13th of July. It's a drop-in between sort of 3 and 6. We've got Councillor Chris Hoffert there. It's all to do with consultation on tree planting, you know, part of the green agenda, going carbon neutral in the future, and you know we want to have people's views on where and how and with all the trees. There's a fantastic poster on our website with some really good questions and answers on the back, and we're just very interested for to engage with the community so that they can tell us their views.
And what time, do you know what time it's going to be there on the 13th of July?
Yeah, it's between 3 and 6, so in the afternoon. But there's also a walk and talk event going on Saturday 31st at 10 a.m. if people want to go then instead, and they can meet in the car park at 9:45, and it'll be a wonderful talk, you know, explaining all about the trees and the different types of trees we'll be planting and how they will help with the carbon neutralisation that we're all hoping to get, you know, to get to by 2050.
And it's great, this community trailer, because rather than people coming to the council is going out to the people, and it makes it a lot more accessible. Maybe people can't get into the centre of Brentwood, or they're not too sure, but having this community trailer there, they can actually speak to somebody there and then.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, you know, we're using it for just that reason, you know, so that we can reach out to the community, because, you know, it's really important that we do what's right and, you know, take on board the views of the people living and working within Brentwood, you know. So, yes, it's a very good vehicle.
Now, Brentwood's Business Showcase is back for its fifth year, and it's the only in-venue business expo, which is going to be taking place this year, 2021. So what type of events are going to be going on? I know that people can email business@brentwood.gov.uk for more details, and registrations opening around about the 21st of July.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have a sustainability stand this year as well. You know, and we've got Tees who are sponsoring us this year. So again, which is brilliant. You know, so it's on the 20th of October, Brentwood Centre. We're going to have, again, we're looking at carbon reduction, so we're having the sustainability stand. So, you know, we're encouraging all sort of local businesses to come along and people to come and meet people. It's a great event, and it'll be great for networking and forefronting you know, all the great businesses we have within the area.
Yeah, and it will be a massive event. So if you've got a local business out there, do take a look at the council website, because it's, as you said, a great way to network. ASB Awareness Week, which is standing for Antisocial Behaviour, it can be a real worry for people in the community who are sometimes unsure whether they should ring the police or whether they're going to get brushed off. So this awareness campaign starting on the 18th of July.
It's the 19th of July.
Oh, right. Sorry, okay.
Yeah, it's the first year it's run, because, you know, as you say, people do get a bit, they're not sure what to do, you know. So, again, the community trailer will be out. It'll be on the 20th of July. They'll be in Bishop Hall Park. 21st of July, it's without the community trailer this time, but we'll be in Shenfield High Street by the library. And on the 22nd, we'll be in Brentwood High Street, again with the community trailer. This is really to encourage people to come forward and tell us what sort of behaviours are happening in the community so we can do something about it, so we can target these areas, so we can make Brentwood safer for people. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, it's all about, people shouldn't have to live with noise, nuisance or, you know, vandalism and things like that. So it's really to encourage people to come and talk to us, to tell us. They can also report things that on our website, or, you know, call and let us know. You know, we take it very seriously, and we understand people, you know, it makes people's lives misery.
Yes. Yeah, it can really affect affect people's mental health, and also if people are frightened of their neighbours or all sorts of things you get with parking, or you know, young people outside or old people outside, it's a thing. At least you can talk to somebody. So do get in and report it to the council. And most of the time, Amanda, people would stay anonymous. It's not as if you're going to say number 32 has been complaining about you. So just people, people are aware.
Yeah, you know, we'll take everything seriously, and we take everything into account. And we don't go knocking on the door and say, by the way, Mrs. Jones next door has just said.
Yes.
You know, but sometimes they can work it out, but most of it, we're not going to tell them.
No. Good. Now, Mental Health Small Grant Scheme. There's been 12 recipients so far, and there is further funding available. So who can go for the funding? And tell us about the 12 recipients so far.
Right. Well, it's all grant funding. So, you know, they can nominate, go on to the grants up to £4,000 until September 30th. They can put in the information. How to apply is on our... is at www.brentwood.gov.uk/funding. So far, we've given 12 grants, haven't we? And they have been for SNAP, which is for special needs and parents. Yeah. So they've got a music tutor. And Doddinghurst Wellbeing, they're holding a holiday club to connect with all ages, you know, to prevent loneliness, which can be really, especially in the current climate. The Dance Network Association, they've got dance sessions for older residents. Bellmead Community Garden, which is a community garden in Ingatestone, to support them being a dementia-friendly village. We've got Chatsworth CIC, which is the peer support. We're between Brentwood Theatre and Daily Bread Cafe.
Yep.
And Who Let the Dads Out, which I love that.
I love that. It's great.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's so cool. That's to help new dads, you know, because of... during COVID and everything, you know, if new dads often don't get the support that new mums get, so I think it's a great incentive to that. So that's to do with the dads' workshops and have a play cafe, and it sounds really cool. And Thurrock and Brentwood Mines, we've supported them with some furniture and promotional material. Butterfly Meadow for Grieving Hearts, free resources and nature activities there. Doddinghurst Road Community Church, they've got some outdoor benches to support the Men's Shed project. And Bionic Fountain is the 4-weekly yoga course for teenagers at 3 secondary schools.
Yep.
And Forget Me Not Activity Club, that's new activity equipment we provide, they've been able to have. And Brentwood Theatre, they're doing a 4-month project for older people.
Yep.
They have free singing sessions. I wouldn't invite them, I can't sing.
And if people still want to apply, they can do. Again, go to the council website.
Yeah, go to the council website and they can apply for a grant up to £4,000.
Yep.
And it's open till the 30th of September.
Excellent. Now, the Mayor, Olivia Saunders, who I met in the studio a couple of weeks ago when she came in, her colleagues from Queen's Hospital marked NHS Social Care and Frontline Worker Day, didn't they?
Yeah. Yes, they did, yeah.
So what did they do?
They raised the flag and, you know, as you know, she's... you know, they work within NHS, and
yes.
You know, it's really important, I think, that we celebrate, you know, all the people who have worked so hard. And it was the NHS's 73rd anniversary on the 5th. So it was inaugurated on the 5th of July 1948 after the war.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to have marked the day and to thank all those people who have been frontline workers, everybody who's had to deal with some horrendous situations over the last year.
Yeah, definitely. And when Olivia came in, we were chatting about this and saying about, you know, what she'd witnessed with regards to COVID. And she said, you know, people out there think this isn't real or we're making it up. She said, I can assure you the hospital was full. And she said people will need, staff will need counselling from the experiences of what they saw. And just to let people out there know that your mayor in Brentwood does actually have a full-time job working for the NHS, and then all this stuff she does on the side, because I said to her, how are you fitting it all in? But each mayor manages to fit everything in, because sometimes it used to be retired people who were, you know, didn't have much to do during the day, but she is full-on busy doing her mayoral roles and also working for the NHS.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And it's a demanding role she's got. She's the radiographer. So, you know, and yeah, she's definitely right. You know, so many people that were on the front line will probably never forget some of the sights they've seen. Mm. I have friends who've worked in the theatres and Broomfield Hospital. You know, it's horrendous. So, yeah, your thoughts went with them on Monday.
And well done to all the NHS workers. I think everybody in the UK feels the same about that. Moving on, lastly, to events. There's loads of events taking place over the next, during the summer holidays, really, for family and children. So tell us about some of them.
Yeah, there's a beach at the Bay Tree Centre now, so you can go and take your bucket and spade and go down there. It should be great fun. There's the family fun days that are going out throughout the summer holidays. They start from 23rd of July. There's also, you know, like there's a pop-up marketplace on the 4th of September, and we're having a vegan market.
Yes, I saw
I think
that.
The 5th of September, that
yes,
is.
Yes, yeah.
So there's something for everyone. There's like safari trails for the children and the grown-ups. And all sorts of getting into art. That starts the 7th to the 14th of August.
Mm.
And we've got the art trail as well from the 13th to the 18th of July, 3rd to the 18th of July, sorry. So there's a full programme, and, you know, I'd suggest for everybody to just go to the council's website so they can update themselves and find all the details there.
Yeah.
And, you know, really encourage people to join in.